wonder if I could flick this paperclip into Trent's mouth. If he doesn't stop talking, I just might. Blah, blah, listen to me, all you peons, while I talk about my superior scientific intellect, even though my Western blots never work. I should really stop making out with him in the dark room. It sounds like things are going well, says Dr. Nelson. Really well, says Trent. I've already started writing my senior thesis, even though it's still 2 years away. I'll probably be the lead author on at least 3 papers this year. My eyes meet Bernice's across the table, and I make a face. I can't help it. We both have to look down at our laps, quick, so we don't start laughing. Finally, Trent is finished. And then Ki-jun gives an update. And then Bernice. How about you, Harleen?
Yeah, Dr. N, it's going really well. I ran another batch of tests on the blood samples from the Arkham patients this week, and we're seeing genetic differences in this one, too.
The Nelson Lab has blood samples from all the most dangerous criminals in Arkham, and I get to analyze them. Super badass, right? Interns don't usually get to do cool stuff like that, but my grad student mentor, Oliver, totally trusts me.
That's fantastic news, says Dr. Nelson.
I know. I think about saying something else. I actually have this big scientific idea I was hoping to run by him, but Trent's got this annoying smirk plastered on his face that makes me want to wait for another time. Dr. N opens a schedule on the electronic whiteboard.
Okay, gang, I've got meetings with Wayne Industries and Alston Pharmaceuticals next week. Alston just developed a new antidepressant. Does anyone have time to test it out in our models?
It's so cool that he meets with all the heavy hitters, and that he's one of Gotham U's youngest full professors at 38. I'm already pretty strapped, but I think about volunteering. He's the kind of person you want to say yes to.
Trent's hand shoots up. I'm on it.
Of course he is.
Excellent, says Dr. N. Who's next?
Actually, Michael says, I've been meaning to bring up some trouble I'm having with my immunostaining. These brain sections should be lighting up like fireworks, but I'm just not seeing it.
Have you tried upping your concentrations? Asks Oliver.
Did you test a positive control? Asks Bernice.
Michael nods on both counts. Is it possible you're using too strong a detergent? I say.
Like if you switch to one that's less stringent, maybe it wouldn't damage the cell membrane so much, but it would still poke enough holes to allow the immunostaining to happen. Because what if the protein you're trying to stain for is actually...
Have you tried embedding the brains in different ways before you make sections? Frozen versus wax?
Asks a postdoc.
Michael shakes his head. Yeah, I've tried everything.
What if your protein is in the cell membrane? Says Trent. He gets some funny looks and throws up his hands.
Hear me out. Because it keeps disappearing on you. So maybe it's getting washed away during your detergent steps. Maybe if you used a weaker detergent.
I wait for someone to gently break it to him that I proposed this plan 15 seconds ago.
A cell membrane protein. Interesting idea, says Michael.
Quick thinking, says Dr. Nelson.
I smack my hand on the table, louder than I mean to. I literally just said that. And silence. Every head turns to look at me, and I can see the judgment written in their eyes.
Harleen.
It's all Dr. Nelson says. It's all he has to say. Sorry, I mutter. After lab meeting, when Trent and I are in the dark room, I accidentally on purpose bite him on the ear. A little too hard.